Thank you for calling in today to XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes, I just received an automated call, and then I received a text. And on the bottom of the text, it has given me the opportunity to reschedule because my husband is supposed to be here tomorrow. Unfortunately, he's not going to be here tomorrow. His employer just told him to reschedule the shift tomorrow. So I was wondering if I can reschedule my installation for my gas dryer another day.
Okay, let's see what the system will let me do. Hold on just a second. Probably it might be. What time is it where you're at? It might be already routed.
5:09 p.m.
Okay, yeah, it's after 5. It's probably, it might be already routed. All right, give me a minute or two to get this pulled up out the system for you, then we'll see. I have to send an email to the text office to let them know that you wanted to reschedule, okay? So hold on just a moment. Is the phone number you're calling in on associated with your order?
Yes, 617-835-6230.
Okay, that's what I have. All right, about another minute. Thank you for verifying that information for me. It's processing.
Okay.
Okay. Is it under Veronica Colon?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 minute to write down your order number just in case I lose the page. We don't have to wait that long again. 963C8. Let me pull it up. All right. What's your address, Ms. Veronica?
Well, Over Street.
Emirate, Massachusetts. What's your email address?
My last name, first name, at comcast.net.
Okay, that's what I have. Hold on just a second. Yeah, they have you set up for tomorrow, 8 to 12. Let me get you rescheduled, and I'll send an email. You're going to give me time to send an email to the text office. Hold on just a second. Hey, what day would you like to reschedule? The first one that's open is next Saturday. And then
next
Monday.
Saturday is great.
Next Saturday?
No, next Saturday.
Okay.
Because we'll both be here.
Customer. Hold on just a second. That's not next Saturday. Hold on just a second. I'm looking at the next month. Hold on. The next time that is available, hold on, 28. Okay, 11-28. Okay, they do have one. All right, hold on. How did I schedule for 12-12? I hate messing with these because sometimes the text have certain days that come out and it's not marked on the calendar and different things, and it's full to capacity, and you don't know any of that. So hold on just a second. I'm trying to save it. Said an error occurred. Let me see if it's saved anyway. Yeah, it rescheduled to 11-28. And let me send an email to the text office to make sure they see that, because it's going to probably still be on the route because it's still open. So I want them trying to still come to your home.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute.
Thank you.
Okay, hold just a second. I'm gonna copy and paste it so you don't have to wait as long. All right, new paste order number 06C963C8. And C-O-L-O-N. Let me get the text email address off of here. There we go. So they know. Paste it. Massachusetts. Reschedule. 11/28/20. All right, I sent that to them. All right, and I put a copy of it on your PO, so if you have to call back, they're going to know you called in and rescheduled, okay?
Okay, thank you so
much. All right, and I sent that to the tech, so they know. Anything else?
Okay. No, everything's all set. So on my end, everything's all set. And
all right.
Just going to pass the information.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to call you Friday night between 4 and 10 o'clock p.m., and give you a time frame for Saturday, okay?
Okay. Thank
All right,
you
and
so
if you
much.
Missed that call,
it.
You're welcome. If you missed that call, don't panic. Just call us on the same phone number.
Oh.
We can see it that night as well. We can see it Friday night also. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
everything.
Well, thank you for calling XPO. You are so welcome. Enjoy your item. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You